Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
I am shocked and appalled by the vicious attack on Kiev and other Ukrainian cities. Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality.
World leaders, including Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas, denounced Russian military attacks on 10 Ukrainian cities. The UN has convened an emergency session of the General Assembly, and President Joe Biden spoke with Ukrainian officials about increased air defense systems.
You can count on us and me to continue this momentum to ensure that Indigenous communities have the resources they need to continue to thrive for future generations.
Department of the Interior Secretary and member of the Pueblo of Laguna, Deb Holland, wished Americans a happy Indigenous Peoples Day. As supporters mark the occasion in cities across the country, including Boston, Indigenous Peoples Day is meant to recognize the history and resilience of Native Americans. Supporters say they want more than just a federal proclamation recognizing the day. They want it to replace the federal holiday celebrating Christopher Columbus, who is known for his barbaric treatment of Indigenous people. University of Florida students and faculty interrupted an event attended by the school's next potential president, Republican Senator Ben Sasse. Protesters say Sasse's opposition to same-sex marriage make him the wrong candidate for the job. Sasse responded by saying the Supreme Court's decision on same-sex marriage is the law of the land. A small business advocacy group, the Job Creators Network Foundation, has filed a new lawsuit seeking to block President Biden's effort to forgive student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans. The group argues the administration failed to seek public input on the program, therefore violating federal procedures.
And so today, New York is acting, and these new laws today will ensure that we have more robust protections to stop people who pose a danger from obtaining guns.
New York Attorney General Letitia James applauded her state's landmark gun legislation signed in June, but a federal judge has now blocked key parts of the law, including efforts to ban guns from certain locations, like Times Square. James has appealed the ruling. Los Angeles City Councilwoman Nuri Martinez announced she would resign as the council's president following an audio leak in which she makes racist comments while discussing the city's redistricting process. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.